Hello and welcome back to the show. This is the Fast and the Furious podcast, a podcast where we talk all things Fast and Furious in every Fast and Furious movie. This is episode 61. This is our pit stop and also a bonus episode. In this episode, we're going to be talking about Brian O'Connor and also why it is important for Brian O'Connor to come back for Fast and the Furious 11. To me, I think it's important because, you know, he's one of my favorite characters. He's also a franchise favorite character. The last time we see Brian O'Connor, you know, was at the end of Furious 7. But to me, I still feel like, you know, he deserves, you know, a much more better send-off than the one he got at the end of Furious 7. But we're going to get into that a little bit later. We're going to get into our extracurricular activities, and of course, what's hot off the news for Fast and the Furious. So let's go ahead and get it into our extracurricular activities. What have I been up to since the last time we recorded? Not much going on. Chilling out. Watching TV, watching movies, stuff like that. Snow finally came. We finally got a snow day. Shovel snow. That's about it. Like I said, not a whole lot is going on. Just chilling out, watching TV, watching movies, stuff like that. That's basically it. That's all I pretty much like to do most days when I'm not recording and stuff like that. I like to still just chill out, relax, breathe for a minute, stuff like that. Of course, if you hear a little whimpering in the background, please don't mind, I am on dog duty today and watching the pups, so be prepared for that. I'll try not to pay attention to much of it. So after that is pretty much our extracurricular activity. So let's go ahead and get into what is new and hot off the streets of Fast and the Fast and the Furious. A couple weeks ago, we just it was announced and confirmed that Jason Momoa, who is Aquaman. Has just been cast. He'll be in Fast and Furious 10. He will be playing. If you're wondering what kind of role he'll be playing, it's mostly a villain. He's going to be playing a villain in the film. So, Jason Momoa, welcome to the Fast fam. This is a great. I think Fast 10 can be the best installment yet. I hope it's much better than Fast 9 or the previous two films, previous entries that we've had. But still, nothing has topped Fast 5. That will probably never happen. So, again, Jason Momoa, welcome to the Fast fam. I can't wait to see what you do and what you bring for Fast 10. We had two birthdays yesterday. These birthdays are going to be kind of belated birthday shout-outs. So, to my sister, Brie, happy belated birthday. I'm always thinking of you. I miss you every single day. I know yesterday was your birthday, and I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to get this done sooner. Like I said, I'm busy. To our acting producer, Miss Sandy Nicola, happy belated birthday, who turned 33 yesterday. Happy belated birthday to you. To you, and I hope you had a great birthday. Hope you enjoyed your birthday. Sorry, didn't get a chance to get this done sooner. Been busy. So happy belated birthday to you. Hope you had a good day. So that is going to be it for Hot Off the Streets, extracurricular activities, and birthday shoutouts. Sorry about that. So let's go ahead and get into today's episode, episode 61. This is our pit stop and bonus episode before we get into Furious 7. So we're going to be talking a little bit about Brian O'Connor. Why is it important for Brian O'Connor to return for Fast and Furious 11? I know we were promised Brian O'Connor in Fast 9. That didn't happen, and I was so disappointed. I know a lot of us were extremely disappointed in that. So, Justin Lin, if you're hearing this, you get a chance to hear this, please bring back Brian O'Connor for Fast and Furious 11. He deserves a much better send-off than what he got at the end of Furious 7. That send-off was not a really good send-off. He deserves so much better, since he is a key character and a franchise favorite character. People love Brian O'Connor. I love Brian O'Connor. Like I said, I am a big Brian O'Connor fan. I'm also a very big Paul Walker fan as well. So, Brian... Alright, sorry about that. So, like I said, it is very important for Brian O'Connor to come back. We really need Brian to come back because I think, you know, if he comes back, the Fast Saga can end on a perfect note. The note that we all want for this franchise, for this mainline saga to end. I know there's going to be, you know, like, spin-offs, no happening and all that, but for the mainline saga to end in the most perfect way possible is to include Brian O'Connor, to bring Brian back, because like I said, I love Brian O'Connor. He was one of the most best characters of the entire franchise. And of course, like, when we first see Brian, we basically see him, you know, in the first movie. I know he's like, you know, is this undercover cop, you know, he's torn between these little toys, but between, you know, his job and stuff like that, you know, and the mission, the investigation, and his loyalties between, you know, with Dom and stuff like that. But, you know, but of course, you know, as we see Brian, you know, progress, you know, throughout the series from when we first saw him, you know, in The Fast and the Furious, I think, you know, we see a more mature, more awesome character that has developed, you know, he took years to develop. No, for him to grow more, he decided he doesn't want to be a cop anymore. He finally figures out what he wants to do. Like, you know, the time when we saw him again in 2003's Too Fast, Too Furious, he really wasn't a cop. He was more like a fugitive on the run. And that kind of, you know, explains, you know, in the 6-minute short gap, the short video that short film, the Turbocharged Prelude for Too Fast, Too Furious. We kind of see him, you know, in the beginning, you know, he sees, you know, this reflection in his mirror, you know, kind of like flashes back, you know, to the ending of The Fast and the Furious. And it's the only time that we see Dom only appear was like that split second in archive footage from The Fast and the Furious. He's trying to look at his life, you know, what could have done differently and stuff like that. I know I'm like one of the very few, you know, who enjoyed the Turbocharged Prelude 6-minute short. I liked it. I like how he really bridges the gap between the first and second films and bringing those, you know, him, that we see him, you know, in this short amount of time become, you know, an experienced street racer to, you know, a veteran street racer in such a short amount of time. But like I said, you know, in Too Fast, Too Furious, we basically, you know, he is now, even though he is now on the run, but we see him, you know, he's living in South Florida, but he's also facing, you know, like I said, jail time. He's facing jail time. He's, you know, like I said, like when Vilken showed up, you know, like if you guys haven't seen one of the most important key deleted scenes in this scene, is very important to me because I like this scene. I think, you know, if they had kept this scene in, it would have saved the movie. The movie would have been, you know, much more better. It's titled Rooftop. It's one of the very first scenes that was shot in the movie. It was like the first day of production on Too Fast, Too Furious. It is titled Rooftop because, you know, basically they're on this rooftop. You know, Bilkins is talking to Brian, you know, saying like in that scene we're, you know, basically talking about what happened, you know, at the end, you know, basically, you know, discussing the events of the first film. Saying that they're going to arrest him, that he's going to prison, he's going to face prison time. If he did not, cooperate, did not agree to go undercover again, to bring down Carter Verone, a drug lord. So that's kind of like, you know, Brian O'Connor's redemption arc comes in Too Fast, Too Furious. So basically, Too Fast, Too Furious was more of a redemption movie, you know, giving him a chance, you know, to redeem himself or go to prison. He's always basically, which choices he makes. And I get why people don't like Too Fast, Too Furious all that well. But, you know, I get, you know, why they, you know, say, you know, that all the film does, you know, is rehash the first movie, you know, which, you know, in a way, Too Fast, Too Furious is basically an undercover movie, just like the first film. But in this movie, you know, in Too Fast, Too Furious, he's really not a cop anymore, you know. But overall, you know, like, we don't see him in Tokyo Drift, so we can basically skip Tokyo Drift But in a way, let's still continue like his arc, in Too Fast, Too Furious. But we also get introduced to Roman Pierce. He's now partnered with Roman Pierce because, like I said, Vin Diesel's not in this one. Spoiler alert. So Roman Pierce, shows up, played by Tyrese Gibson, a childhood friend, who does not like Brian at all at first. Who has a grudge against Brian. For like the first half of the film, he still blames Brian, for what happened or why he went down, why he went to jail. Well, what happened? In that way, I kind of get it. I would be mad too. But no, I think as the film progresses, they finally come together. They agree to put whatever differences they had and put them aside, to work together to bring this drug lord down. We really see that as well. And I really like I said, Too Fast, Too Furious is the first film that I saw. For Fast and the Furious, but we're just continuing talking about Brian O'Connor. So Brian O'Connor, like I said, he's this cop, who wants to be this, who always dreamed of being this detective, this big shot detective. And the way for him to do that, he had to go undercover in the first film. But like I said, he's not in Tokyo Drift, so we can really skip Tokyo Drift. We can. No, there's another short film. He's not in it, so we can skip that. We see him again in Fast and Furious, 2009's Fast and Furious. So in this film, we see him. He's now this FBI agent. We're trying to. I don't fully understand what happened. How is he? Go from this LAPD cop. From fugitive to FBI agent. I don't get it. I don't understand it. We're all trying to figure this out. It's never really mentioned. It's never explained at all. So based in this film, he's an undercover cop. Again, he is forced to again to work with a Dom. Dom is also has a grudge against Brian for what happened to Letty and also for what happened at the events of the first film. Mia also returns. This would kind of shoots their relationship off as well. She also is very pissed off at Brian for what happened, for the why he left her 5 years ago. So basically, Fast and Furious has been, it's basically set 5 years after the events of the first film. So basically, in this film, I don't like this film at all. I know I did not like Fast and Furious. No, I think, the acting in that film, Brian's, Brian, he seemed kind of like whiny most throughout the entire film, but he really doesn't get a whole lot of moments in this film. Only time we see him really get a redeeming quality is at the very ending. And that was kind of it. But overall, his character arc and the story arc in Fast and Furious just really doesn't add up. It didn't really make any sense. Like how from go from LAPD officer, fugitive in Too Fast, Too Furious to FBI agent, that doesn't make sense. So like I said, now at the end of Fast and Furious, we kind of move into Fast Five. So Brian's story arc in Fast Five is the best. We see him just be Brian. His arc in Fast Five is the best story arc we'll ever see, ever witness. It's the best one yet. So basically, at the end of the movie, we see him, Mia. They break out Dom. This sets up Fast Five. So we kind of see, the ending scene from Fast Five. Basically, the ending of Fast 4 is the beginning of Fast 5. So Brian's arc in Fast 5 is a little more complicated. Now he's now a fugitive, now on the run with Mia, with Dom. They're in Rio. This is the first time we really see him as an actual fugitive working on the other side of the law. So now they're. I think his arc in this movie is his story arc in Fast 5 is the best we'll ever see. It is just the best, seeing them jump off trains, onto a car, do some crazy stuff, help Dom pull a vault, through the streets of Rio. Like I said, it's just I like Fast Five the most. I like him in Fast Five the most because it's him being him, but also we also learn that he's now going to be a father. That Mia is now pregnant with his child. So now he's now a father. He's now has a very difficult choice to make. Does he want to continue this lifestyle or be a father to his son Jack? So we'll get into that. Well, no, with Fast 6. No, in Fast 6, in the beginning of Fast 6, we see Brian a little bit more older. There's like a time gap, like a 2-year time gap between Fast 5 and Fast 6. You know, he looks a little bit more older. You can really like see like in Paul's like, you know, facial features, you know, in Fast 6, you can really see that he's really aged in those, that he really aged in those 2 years since the release of Fast 5. So, like I said, you know, his character arc in this movie, you know, in Fast 6 was okay. I feel like, you know, I don't think he's giving much, really kind of didn't give much on the do. You know, he's with Dom, the crew's all together. He's still kind of, you know, he only why he wanted to go on this mission, you know, because Mia wanted him to go. But, you know, like I said, you know, Brian still has a choice to make. He's a father now. He can't, you know, be doing, you know, we kind of learn about that, you know, in Fast and Furious 7, in Fury 7. But overall, I think, you know, his arc in Fast 6, we see him, you know, face his demons more. We learn more about Letty, that, you know, what happened to Letty was basically on him. It was his fault. You know, he's the one who put Letty undercover and stuff like that. So basically we see him face his demons for the very first time in this film. And that is okay. But like I said, you know, we finally get to see him do his own thing. Of course, you know, gets the really cool moment. Gets to punch and kick people. That's about it. Like, he doesn't, of course, he shoots a harpoon. It's, you know, into an airplane. That's about it. But like I said, you know, he's not really given much to do in this film. And I feel like, you know, his story arc, it was kind of starting to fade out a bit. No, so now we get into Furious 7. Furious 7, you know, reason why a lot of us have our time with this film, and of course, you know, with what happened, you know, with the tragic passing of Paul Walker, you know, Brian O'Connor was given a much more story arc. You know, this basically became his story instead of, you know, about pretty much everybody else. This was more about Brian O'Connor, you know, wanting to leave the crew, this life behind, you know, to be a father. And we kind of get that. But like I said, you know, like I said, after the tragic passing of Paul Walker, they didn't know what to do with the character. Originally, the character was supposed to be killed off, but that didn't happen. During the script rewrites, they said, okay, instead of killing him off on screen, let's, you know, retire him completely. You know, let's just retire him, you know, send him off into the sunset with, you know, his wife and his children, and just retire him completely. You know, I think, you know, his arc in this movie, he has some really cool story arc in this film. You know, he's a father, he does drive a minivan in the beginning of the movie. Of course, you know, there are shots where you can tell where it's not actually Paul, where Paul is. You can see the real shots of Paul. And then, of course, you know, where Paul's not even there, where it's just, you know, his brothers. And of course, the CGI face of Paul Walker. But that's kind of it. No, like I said, his arc was not that, it was okay. No, I think, no, they could give him a little bit more to do. I know Mia was totally sidelined in this film. She was sidelined and, Fast 6 as well. No, but Brian O'Connor, you know, he gets to go on with this. Is basically, it was his final mission. But of course, you know, his story arc in this film could have been better. They could have done so much more better with him in this one. And I feel like they didn't. So that is why, you know, then of course, you know, sending him off, you know, some of the sunset, to me, it just, because they didn't show where he went, he just drove off. And that was kind of it. And I think he deserved a little better than that. He deserves a better story, you know, send off. That's why we're going to get into the main course. That was like the recap of Brian O'Connor from who he was from the first film to where we saw him in Furious 7, and why, you know, this is important to bring him back for Fast and the Furious 11, to give him, you know, the proper and better send-off that he really, really deserves. He deserves, you know, to be there, you know, with the family, you know, with his family, with Dom, Letty, Roman, Tej, and stuff like that, with Han, and stuff like that. You know, he deserves all of that. He doesn't be deserved, and it'll be totally, like, sidelined and forgotten about. And of course, you know, he's mentioned, like, you know, a couple of times, I think, you know, in Fate of the Furious, we don't really see him. He's mentioned in Fast 9 quite a bit. And that's my kind of problem. I know they promised us that we'll get to see him in Fast 9, that they're going to bring him back for Fast 9 in some way, like in archival footage. We don't really get to see that. The only time we saw, a glimpse of Brian was, in the second trailer for the movie. That was it. You really didn't, give us, I thought, in the director's cut, we're actually going to get to see Brian. Unfortunately, that doesn't happen. We don't get to see Brian at all in the movie until the very end when we see the blue iconic skyline. That is it. And he doesn't, in the movie, just fades to black. Like, once the blue skyline shows up, that's it. Like, that, he doesn't even get out. We don't get to see Brian at all. So that is why, if they don't bring him back for Fast 10, that's okay. Just bring him back for Fast and the Furious 11. Give Brian the proper send-off that he deserves. So I'm encouraging all my fellow Paul Walker fans, all my fellow Fast and Furious fans, all my fellow Brian O'Connor fans, if you love Brian O'Connor, if you love Paul Walker, you love Fast and the Furious, I am encouraging you guys to join the online campaign to bring Brian O'Connor back for Fast and the Furious 11. So you can do that by using hashtag JusticeForBrian11. You can use that as well. And let's get this campaign out there. Let's get this heard. Let's bring Brian back for the final time. Let's give him the proper encouragement. Justin Lin, you can also tag Justin Lin on Instagram, Twitter. You can at Justin Lin. You can tag him, encourage him, plead with him, ask him to encourage him, to include Brian O'Connor, for Fast and Furious 11. Give Brian the proper send-off that he deserves, the better send-off that he deserves, because he did not get a proper send-off in Fast and Furious 7. We all know that. That send-off was just bogus, and that shouldn't have happened. He deserves so much better than that. So, and that's gonna do it, guys. Thank you so much again for joining me on this episode. This is episode 61, talking about Brian O'Connor. This is Pit Stop slash bonus episode. Thank you so much for joining on this episode. We'll see it hopefully soon, not too soon, but for Furious 7. We talk about Furious 7, breaking down Furious 7, of course, talking a little bit about, what how that movie could have been more improved and more better than the actual final product than what we got. Of course, and take care, guys. Hope you guys have a safe and wonderful weekend. And if you guys also, we do have a website now. It's called a pod page. That is our website where you can catch some of the episodes, where the episodes will be going to. If you guys like to, please leave a review. I will that would really help out. If also if you'd like to drop a voice message, for the podcast, do so. I mean, it kind of would really help out. I mean, So that's gonna do it, guys. I'll see y'all soon. Take care, guys. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Have a great weekend. Happy Fast Friday. Stay fast, stay furious, and we'll see you in episode 62 for Furious 7. Take care, guys. Peace out.